604. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from December 14th of 2015. Moved by Parity.
I'll second it, even though I wasn't here, but I have the ability to.
You do. Seconded by Carl. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. All right, we'll move to resolutions. Resolution 84, appointing me as the Ulster County Legislature's member to serve on the Ulster County Jury Board.
Do we have any backup stuff for that?
Like a resume?
I'm a little for this guy.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, there's nothing going on now, because the appointment just happened last year, right?
Did Paul get reappointed last year?
Last year, the year before, so.
Okay.
It's a 4-year term, so you may not.
We may not meet, but,
Good one.
I appreciate it, buddy. Rich Jarrington said the $20,000 stipend, you know, comes along really handy, so.
You're a stipend?
No. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution number 88 was postponed in government efficiency and review. We want some time to discuss it, but you know, I just want to say again on the record, thanking the comptroller for bringing the issue forward and being interested in working through the process with us. So, next one is late resolution number 111, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 for family services for the new family advocate position.
I'll move it.
Moved by Valfilio, second by Perry. Discussion?
Any blame?
Can I make an amendment?
Mr. Perry?
Can I make an amendment?
Excellent.
Please. The agency, we're under Section 5.
Schedule A.
Schedule A, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Schedule A, Section 5B, it says the agency shall submit reports to the county. This would be the state agency. Submit reports to the county on June 15th, September 15th, and September 15th. Reports shall include the following information. After January 15th, I'd like to put a copy of each said report shall be filed with the clerk of the legislature on the agency. So we'll get the reports also.
All right, that's the amendment. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Bill Pelio.
It's just included. It's just in the original ones that the county gets your report. This is saying the county and the legislature.
Right.
Yeah. So all it's doing is
getting the point was any discussion? I mean, the point was made that it was entirely possible that the reports would be filed, but the legislature would never see a copy of them. So this will just ensure the legislature sees a copy of them.
I have a question.
Yes.
As the legislature, we have the ability to change the contract.
I would say the same thing.
I don't know.
We do know more about it. Yes.
The state still has to sign off on it. They can come back and say we're not accepting the terms of that language. Or we have to make a decision.
I'm sure they're giving the report to the county. They're not going to have a problem with it.
Right. But we may have to.
But yeah, we can amend contracts.
If we have to, and if they don't refuse to, we have to amend it to say that as soon as the county receives it, they need to.
Right. Yeah.
But that's still not true, so.
Right.
Well, this is the state's just sending two copies out.
Yep.
So what do? We send an amendment copy to contract management or just wait for them to pick it up?
No, it's going to be.
Well, this gets signed by the executive and the comptroller and everybody, so it's just going to have to go back through the process. I'm sure that they'll.
Okay.
You know, it's innocuous, so I'm sure it's not going to be an issue.
No, we could amend a contract. Just like that.
Sure.
You've done it before. Otherwise, what's the point in passing them?
But the state may be difficult to agree with because they may send the same contract to 50, you know, 50 whatever, two counties.
Yep.
And not want it different.
So, first of all, I'm glad to see that we have a contract for another family besides our main family in Ulster County, Family Services.
Yeah, of course, speaking of the other family being family of
Woodland. Just a face and kissing. But the thing is, when you say the state, now Family Services, I believe they get their funding, some of their funding from OASIS. But the money that is allocated for them, $95,151, is going directly to Family Services, not to the state.
100% county funded, too.
Right.
Oh,
but,
yes.
Yeah. It's not a state contract. The contract for family services. And I like the fact that now we're spreading it out. And I think family services has the ability to meet this contract, because one of the things family services does through OASIS is fund Ulster Prevention Council, which is a big advocate for prescription drugs, heroin, opiate abuse. But how do they? I just want
to advocate against.
Again, I'm sorry.
That's the point. For the prevention.
But how do they come up with family services? Now, I know a policy was set. Actually, I don't even think the policy was set. The recommendation was made from UCAN to have an ombudsman. So the county had, I remember county executives in his budget unveiling, announced that that's what he was going to put in the budget. He put it in the budget. Was there an RFP process to find a vendor, or did we just do it? We just said family services is a good
Kathy seems to have the answer.
Well, it may not be the specific answer in this case, but in most of these situations, they have this is sole service provider that is the only group that can actually fulfill the contract. And if that's the case, then you don't have to go out for RFP.
Well, it's noted on the contract that there is that it's by professional service. So I'm guessing that it was not an RFP.
Okay. Well, this is the first year of the first contract.
Exactly.
For non-budgetment, so we should keep an eye on it also and see how well it works. I think it's a great idea. I wholeheartedly support it.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that we're doing this. It's one of the one of the, like you say, the recommendations from UCAN, and we'll have to follow it and see how it works.
Just a little background. It just came out of a Harvey Conroy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a friend that could not get his son into treatment, and because of the restrictions and insurance companies, and the DA said, if my friend, who's a master's degree in business, cannot get his son through, what does a regular person have to go through to get a child into treatment? So that's the idea came out of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, on the amendment, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Amendment carries. Now, any more discussion on the resolution? On the resolution as amended?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. We'll move into new business. The only new business I personally have is that in the last committee meeting, and I'm sure we'll be discussing this again next month when we have our full committee here, in the last committee meeting, Legislator Green had asked if we could move the Government Efficiency and Review Committee a little bit later because she has trouble getting here by 4:30, so she asked to move it to 5 o'clock, and that would necessitate us moving this committee meeting to 6:30 from 6 o'clock. Is there any objection to anybody who's here? No. All right. So, well, we'll speak to Legislators Donaldson and Roberts when they get back from where they are and see if that works. And if it does, we'll schedule this committee meeting for 6:30 beginning next month. Does anybody else have any new business? This being the first Laws and Rules Committee meeting of the year, we have no old business. So is there anything else would like to discuss?
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Motion to adjourn by Legislator Belpino, second by Legislator Perry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Excellent. That's your committee.